This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, December 4. O come, Emmanuel. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 2. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. O come, Emmanuel, is a song filled with various titles for Jesus. These were all roles that he would fulfill by taking on our human flesh and becoming Emmanuel, God with us. Some months before Jesus was born, an angel of the Lord told Joseph in a dream that the child who would be born to Mary, his fiancée, was conceived by the Holy Spirit. The child was to be named Jesus because he would save his people from their sins. And this would fulfill a prophecy of Isaiah about a child born to a virgin. The child would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. Philippians 2 describes how God himself comes down to us in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who is fully God, humbles himself and is made in human likeness, and he comes with a purpose and a mission, to pay the price for our sins by dying in our place. He took on himself the weight of all of our sin and paid the full price to free us by dying on a cross. Whenever we sing about Emmanuel, we sing about God himself becoming like us to save us from our sin. Jesus became Emmanuel, God with us, to experience what we experience, to suffer as we suffer, and even more, to rescue us from that suffering. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel has come to us. Pray with me. Emmanuel, thank you for humbling yourself by taking on our likeness and suffering on a cross to save us from our sin. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.